You are listening to Morning Edition on KCUR. A couple years ago, an organization called Folk Alliance International moved its headquarters from Memphis to Kansas City. Last February, 3,000 musicians from around the world came to town for the Folk Alliance annual music conference, with the next conference just a few weeks from now. KCUR's CJ Janavi explains how Kansas City's music scene has changed.
Kansas City has good musicians, a solid music community. But when thousands of other musicians arrived for the Folk Alliance at the Westin Crown Center a year ago, it was a shock to the system, says Erin McGrain. She's the Penny in the popular band Victor and Penny.
We're kind of looking around going, wow, and I've never heard of this person, and this is the best fill-in-the-blank I've ever heard, and I don't even know who they are, you know? So I think we began to see how insulated we might be here.
A lot of other Kansas City musicians had never even heard of Folk Alliance. Others figured it wasn't for them. One of those was the classically trained flamenco guitarist, Bo Bledsoe.
The word folk brings to mind the blowing in the wind, folky singer-songwriter types, so I didn't think it would be my scene at all.
But the scene turned out to be all kinds of musicians. They jammed all day in the hotel lobby. They played concerts in the big ballrooms. They put on showcases all night in three floors of hotel rooms. The conference organizers asked Bledsoe to lead a panel on world music.
I had someone from Hungary and Argentina, Mexico, someone representing Ireland and West Africa, Cuba.
Bledsoe came away from the Folk Alliance describing it almost like a religious experience. Besides all those concerts and jams and workshops, musicians could learn how to get an agent or book tours. Bledsoe worked with Folk Alliance to get into its not-for-profit umbrella program. That led to new fundraising opportunities. Bledsoe was able to launch his new group, Ensemble Iberica, which put on 6 concerts.
It's been great. We've got money in the bank. Sales have been fantastic.
Victor and Penny, meanwhile, signed on with a manager they met at Folk Alliance. They've just released a new record, and McGrain says they're on a whole new trajectory.
I think the presence of the Folk Alliance here has let us kind of see, well, what else is out there? What is the next level? Who's on it, and do we belong there? And for ourselves, we found the answer was yes. For some people, they found out, you know what, my band actually isn't ready to tour yet.
The Folk Alliance moved to Kansas City for practical reasons. It had outgrown Memphis hotel spaces. Flights here are cheaper and more direct. But Folk Alliance didn't just make Kansas City home base for its once-a-year conference. It opened the Folk Store in the River Market, selling every imaginable stringed instrument. That's become a place where people can hang out and jam. Folk Alliance also reached out to Kansas City musicians. Here's the organization's Lewis Myers.
We've done, 20 workshops, and these are all free. And we've done everything from Middle Eastern music to Celtic to bluegrass to steel guitar to blues. We had Lazy Lester in here last week doing a harmonica workshop. So it's been tremendous to get to visit with many different elements of the community.
Myers was a founder of Austin's South by Southwest, so he knows music cities. He brings a useful perspective to Kansas City's scene.
It's a realistic community. I think people have attainable goals at this point and are smart enough to climb the ladder a rung at a time and not think that they all deserve a major publishing and record deal tomorrow. And I appreciate how hard the local artists are willing to work.
Here's an example of that work ethic. It's a Saturday afternoon at the Coda Bar in the Crossroads. More than a dozen steel guitar players show up to improve their chops. Casey Roush is the vocalist. She says her music career, her business, is now on an upward swing thanks partly to the Folk Alliance.
It's given me more of a platform. It's given me more of a voice. And it's also helped in creating other special projects.
One of those projects is the Greater Kansas City Music Directory. Roush and Mikal Shapiro, her co-host of the River Trade radio program on KKFI, worked with Lewis Myers on the directory. It'll be hot off the press for the Folk Alliance conference in February.
Other folks who are now recognizing Kansas City as a viable art community and music community, it helps them see that there are tons of options here if they need to hire a musician or if they need to score a film or whatnot. We'll have this directory available.
And some of the musicians in that directory say they're better off today than they were a year ago. That's a good thing because Kansas City's now on a bigger stage.
The name of the organization is Folk Alliance International. I don't believe that they would have chosen Kansas City for their world headquarters if Kansas City didn't have a vibrant music community, and I believe that helps put Kansas City on the map as a music town.
Folk Alliance plans to hold its annual conference here for at least the next 3 years, so musicians who aren't quite ready yet have more time to practice. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.
This year's Folk Alliance International Conference is February 18th through the 22nd at the Crown Center Hotels.